This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Stella the Toothler, sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Whoa, dude. Tubular Radical. That's right. You are listening to the most dope fly drag race podcast available to you in the whole fucking world. It's the only drag race podcast available to you in the whole world. This is Drag Her. Thank you for listening. I'm Manu Agapian, and I am joined by a longtime friend, actor, comedian, writer. I mean, a fucking talented person, comedy sports alumnus, most importantly. She's wonderful. You can see us together when you watch us on one of our two improv teams, either at the UCB. Click for more below. But it's Kimia Bepornia.
Wow. Hello, Mano. How you doing? What a great intro.
I'm doing very well. Mm-hmm. I'm doing great. I'm so glad you're here.
Happy to be.
Happy. Remember when we did that high show? That is a dear memory in my heart.
Yes.
It's like also one of anxiety because I was high, yes. But it was a fun one.
And then I do feel like I did just roast you the whole time. Must not have been good if you had anxiety.
No, it was funny though. It was that thing where I think I consider you a close bestie. So it was that thing where like I felt comfortable being like, Kimia, I'm too high for this.
Great. That's perfect. And me roasting you was because I feel the same way. I only roast people who I feel like know that I don't mean it because we are close friends. So it's all in fun.
I mean, you're a hilarious voice of reason. Like, and I think it was just that voice of reason thing kicking in where you were like calling stuff
and
out.
And you're also high, like, so it's too much. Yeah.
But I don't know. That was fucking fun. It's being forced to be high on stage is a weird but fun thing.
I say I'll never do it again. And then every time they ask, I go, fine, sure.
Yeah, I'm trying to be braver about that shit. Or just who gives a shit more about it.
Yeah.
That's my journey. Mm-hmm. I have a real fear of letting go of control.
It's tough. I don't have that, but I live with someone who has a little bit of that. So it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
We feel it.
Yes, your lovely, gorgeous
wife. Yes.
I love your wife. Just for anyone who gives a shit, you know, I've worked with Haley. Mm-hmm. We've written together. It's a fucking treat. So y'all are like a comedy super couple.
You're so nice. You're being too nice.
You guys kick ass.
We're having fun.
It's weird. It's scary. But okay, Kimia, let's talk more about you.
Okay.
I mean, you're doing so many wonderful things. I gotta say immediately, I've watched all of Reboot. You're fantastic in it. The show's fantastic.
Thank you.
How was that experience?
I had a great time on Reboot because I knew Rachel Bloom, Dan Leahy, mm-hmm. who plays the redheaded young writer, mm-hmm. and then Paul Reiser. I had known them or had worked with them a little bit before. So when I showed up and they were all in that room, I was like, oh my gosh, it's like hanging out with friends.
What a treat.
And then you know who enters? Rose Abdu, who plays Selma.
I
love her.
Fucking love. I'm so jealous you know her and get to say hi to her, because she is like a truly huge person in comedy and like someone who makes me sweat. Like, she's so perfect and special.
Absolutely.
And
she also is as you dreamed her to be. Like, yeah, you watch her on TV and you're like, wow, she's so funny, whatever. And then you meet this person and you're like, you're so silly, you wackadoo. What are you doing?
It's weird that like there aren't like big celebrities don't give a shit. But if I meet someone who's like that special and clear of a comedic voice, mm-hmm. like I might throw up on her.
Yeah, be careful. She'll take it though. She's fine.
She's been in so many fantastic comedies,
yes.
like in like The Comeback
and Gilmore Girls, you know.
Gilmore Girls, Strangers with Candy.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I've just been a fan for fucking ever. So it's really, I love that y'all get to work together.
She's delightful. It would be like between takes. We'd all be like tired after lunch. And Rose would be like, okay, everyone, here's what we're going to do. Let's play pretend. An ice cream truck just pulled up. Here are the three flavors. They got Rocky Road, they got coffee, and they got chocolate chip. What are you going to get? And then she made
Rocky
us go.
Rocky Road.
Okay, it's coffee, but that's fine. She made us go around the table.
Coffee.
And everybody. Yeah, I picked coffee, and you know what Rose said? It's coffee for me, too.
That's madness. That's madness. Oh, having said that, though, I did just enjoy a cookie butter cold brew from Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh.
Yum.
It was good?
It was good.
Okay.
Give me up.
Okay, great. Yeah, your cup is empty, so you must have loved it.
It's empty. Yeah, it was good. And I don't even like sweet drinks like that, but it was really good.
Okay, I might try it.
Are you a cookie butter bitch?
No, because I like it, but I wouldn't call myself a cookie butter bitch. So
that's
I'm probably not all in on cookie butter.
So Reboot on Hulu.
Yes.
It's so funny. It's so well done. I can't wait to see what happens next.
I hope something does. I hope there's more.
I know,
more.
Right?
We don't know. This is me saying I don't know yet.
We don't know.
We don't know.
But it's so good. Johnny Knoxville's great in
Isn't
it.
Isn't he? You know, he loves Rose. Because last time I saw Rose, he was like, Johnny Knoxville slid into my DMs. He's great. Keegan's so funny. Keegan Michael Key.
So
funny.
Oh my God. Everyone's a fucking heavy hitter on that show. It's really insane.
They're great. It's
It's
awesome. And it just is, my favorite part is that it's like roasting Hollywood in this like very specific but also broad way.
Yeah, it is, and because I my brother who lives in fucking North Carolina likes the show, which I was like happy to hear. I was like, good, okay, this isn't just for LA us,
right? But then it is for LA us when they make like a Who Jackie joke, and you're like, oh, no one out there is gonna know what that is, but like you and Haley are like, oh, they talk about that in writers' rooms all the time.
That part, and as someone who has written for a Reboot show, it's very cathartic to watch, just because you're like. Yeah, this is why it's an impossible ask.
Yes.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Well, that's amazing. Everyone go watch that. Anything else we need to go watch? I mean, you're in a lot of lovely things.
I mean, truly just go watch Reboot. I don't have anything to shout about that's out yet or now. So that's that.
Cool. Cool. I love it.
Yeah.
Kimia, we are here today to discuss the Drag Race. Now, my question to you is, what Drag Race season in the past have you seen? Like, or is there a drag queen from the past where you're like, oh yeah, she really spoke to me?
Okay, I haven't seen any UK. This is my first time watching UK, but I do watch our US brand of Drag Race.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've seen all of the seasons, but I have this thing, I don't know why. I can retain like every product ever on Shark Tank, but I watch like I watch all these Drag Race seasons, and I have to be reminded about everybody who was in every season.
That's amazing. No, I get it. I mean, it all blurs together. I do also love Shark Tank,
okay.
And I literally just last night was like watching YouTube compilations where it's like times when the sharks bought the company outright.
Oh, perfect. I gotta look these up.
Yeah. It's pretty fun. Or like times when they told them to fuck off.
Oh, you those know, are
occasionally.
Great.
Those are great. When the person is just a lunatic. When they're like, here's $500,000. And they're like, no. I don't want that.
They're like, why'd you come in
fuck?
Here?
Yeah, exactly. I love when they get pissed. Especially Mark Cuban.
Oh,
when he gets mad. Or he's just like, this is a sham. This is a sham.
Yeah, he's
stop
like, you're
talking.
Just here to do free commercial. You're just here on our show for a free commercial.
Yeah, or he's like, your product doesn't work.
Yeah.
You're a liar.
Love it.
I mean, look, they're all great. They're all good. I mean, having said this, look, you are a very funny person. Do you gravitate towards the comedy queens, or are you actually more intrigued by the queens who are like, how do they do fashion?
Here, I do like the weirder, wild look queens. But also, I was going to answer my favorite drag queen, which I think is not true anymore, but it's what I've thought for a while, and it's a weird answer. And I hope I remember their name. Is Cameron Michaels a drag queen?
Yes!
The muscular one?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I loved her. I loved muscles plus dresses. I was like,
I love
yes.
that.
I love a bodybuilder queen, I think. And that's, I haven't seen, are there more? I just remember her.
There are ever, like, she was a pretty big moment in that conversation, mm-hmm. I would say. Like, people being like, okay, now we're not just looking for women who look like dainty women.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yeah. oh, okay, we're looking for all kinds of women. There are other ones. I mean, there was one on the season 3 of UK that was muscly, but kind of mm-hmm. had the pretty boy edit, like, a Pearl from season 7 of just like, wow, you're pretty both ways,
okay.
which sometimes is infuriating. Like, just overall, I'm just like, oh God, we're going to spend like 10 episodes talking about how this person is attractive. And we know they're attractive.
Yeah.
But I do, I almost wonder if you should watch, there's an international season out now.
Okay.
Canada versus the world. And why, something I think might be fun for you, there's an AFAB queen on it.
Okay.
And right in the first episode, she's like, queer spaces are so male dominated and I'm sick of it. And we need to like talk about this right now.
Whoa. Okay. I got to watch that.
Is that something you feel like in your life, Kimia?
I don't know. I haven't thought too hard about it, but are you trying to psychoanalyze? Perhaps that's why I chose my favorite queen as this.
No. I was just wondering. This isn't therapy.
Everything I do on Zoom is therapy, Mono.
Yeah, I. Don't you hate it when you're like, oh, when
yeah.
you're like cry, you're about to cry, and you're like, no,
yeah. I don't know if I think that. I think we're at least not recently in this new time. We're feeling like we're really opening up spaces.
I like that. I'm a big fan of that.
I think so.
Hell yeah.
But I'm an optimist there. I don't really, I'm pretty cranky. That's my personality, but I do that about dumb stuff. Like if we're talking big world people stuff, I like to be on the side of like trusting good. Things are going to be okay.
Uh-huh. But you like to get pissed about like an Arby sandwich.
Oh
like,
yeah, I like don't.
What the fuck is this?
I hate umbrellas notoriously for no reason. You
Wait.
Ask my friends, and then I couldn't tell you why. I just will never hold one if it's raining. I don't want it. I don't want to be burdened by an umbrella. Wait.
That's really funny. Is it the violent pop open? Is it like the ka-chow?
No, I think it's again. You know, Mono, you're therapizing me, but I think I don't like to ask for help and to stand in the rain and be
wow.
handed a thing that is going to keep me dry. I'm like, fuck off. I'm just gonna stand in the rain. I'm cool.
Wow, it's a symbol. Of like, that is fantastic. It's a symbol of like,
yeah,
like a little, it's a literal umbrella. It's a little like shawl.
Yes.
And you're like, get this away from me. I don't need you.
I also don't like to hold things. I like empty hands
yeah.
when I'm being mobile.
Oh my gosh. Wait, you don't like holding a drink when you're in a social scenario?
No, I'd like to find a place to put it down immediately and then just pick it up for a sip and place it back down.
Yeah, that's fun. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
So talking Drag Race, this last episode, right? We just had an episode that was a fun one. There was a ruffle runway. There was an insane acting challenge.
Right.
The squirrel game thing.
Yes, it was Big Brother and also Squid Games.
Yeah, and also a dash of here and there. It was wild. It was not very well written, but
they are not.
They sure aren't.
They just aren't. What you worked on? I'm sure you've talked about this. You worked on some Drag Race. Did you? What happens there? Why are they bad?
Funny. Well, To put it gently, I think there's just so many chefs.
Okay.
There's a lot of chefs.
Yeah,
and there are people who who have been there since the beginning,
mm-hmm.
and they're very protective of their baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that is it's a pro and a con. I think sometimes there are people who are like, I think you should trust a newer writer with this. And
sure.
I don't think they do.
Sure.
So I think that's a little bit the issue, but I think that's a little bit of the issue. Again,
I really think too many cooks is true, because that's how you get Big Brother Squid Games plus all UK personalities that I don't know that they're doing slight impressions of all in one skit.
Right. Like, we're comedy nerds, so I was just like, just parody one of those and, like, just focus on the characters. Like, just a Love Island parody would have been fine. And that's, like, great. Someone gets to play the heartthrob. Someone gets to play the violent gym dude.
Yeah.
Like, those are clear characters, but this was unclear.
Yeah. But I don't know how, I'm blaming myself a lot watching the UK, especially because I'm like, I don't know. Like the first episode, because I did watch the first one and they had to do the BBC runway. I was like, references I don't get.
Oh, none of it.
I don't get these.
Doesn't it feel like you're reading Dr. Seuss when it's like, and I'm being Plummery Digsby.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's not real.
Right.
There's no way.
So there's
no way.
A lot of the people they reference and the guests they have, I'm like, okay, I get it. It's not for me. But I always felt like I would at least maybe have heard of these people because they reference all these U.S. celebs that they know
right.
of. And I'm like, oh, shoot. Well, what am I being like a dumb American not learning about the rest of the world? Or we just don't get that stuff.
I think I'll speak for myself. I'm a little dumb,
okay.
But it is also just pop culture. It's like, how can I catch up with all the British pop culture?
Yeah, I barely have ours down.
I do Bake Off.
There
Come
we
on.
Go. That's all
what
the
else
pop
do you want
culture
from
you need.
That is enough.
Yeah.
So did you watch, you saw this double Shantae, you saw both the
I
girls
did.
Stay.
I saw them both
What'd you think? Did you agree?
It was fine. I mean, I come from the one I watched, our U.S. one, is like happens all the time. So I feel like I was mad at it the first two times, and then RuPaul like cult mindsetted me by have done it.
Right.
She's done it so many times, and now when she does it, I'm like, I guess it's fine.
Yes, I love that cult mindset. I feel that way. So, no, actually, like I felt them trying to do that when like they insert the RuPaul laughs over the last comedy challenge.
Oh.
I felt like they were trying to indoctrinate me, and I was like, I'm not laughing.
I'm not laughing.
Don't you trick me.
Good for you, Mono. I
Thank
will be
you.
Tricked. I was like, oh, I guess they did pretty okay. I thought they bombed.
Oh my God. I would love to see you direct that just to see what you would do with like a gaggle of drag queens who don't have a ton of comedy training.
Oh no. It
I
wouldn't
think that
be
is
good.
Hard.
I think they would turn out with terrible sets because of me, not because of anything they've done.
Do you feel like you would just be like, I can't tell you why, but you're doing bad.
I think just the opposite. I think I would encourage and try to embellish every bad idea they had and be like, go with it. You can't be wrong. Just like, if you think it's good, it probably is.
Yeah.
But they need someone in the middle. Someone that can be like, that was not great. Here's what you can fix.
That is a big part of our improv world is like, what do you think is funny? Augment that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that would translate, but no one's told them that.
Sure. Then maybe I would do great.
I think you might do fucking great.
Great.
So you're meeting John Burrs. I swear to God, every episode her Northern Irish dialect gets thicker and thicker, and I love it.
It's a lot. And then sometimes I hear Australian, but that's just me not being used to these accents.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, where is John Burrs from?
Yeah, apparently Northern Ireland,
but
I'm with you. It blows my mind when people are like, oh, that's so Welsh. I'm like, wait, I don't know. What's the difference? I can't, I can kind of hear it, but I certainly couldn't emulate it.
Right. And Liverpool.
Just like any comedian. Oh,
I love
no
the
clue.
Liverpool accent.
What is your go-to stage British dialect? Is it Cockney? Is it just an old-timey general English?
Oh, shoot. My go-to? Let's see. This is me. I'm talking in British. I'm British. Tell me, Mono. What is this?
That's good.
Oh, good.
It sounds very London to me, and I'm an expert.
Perfect.
That's such a London dialect.
Well, there you go.
Okay, these queens have a lot of badges. Well, some of them have a shit ton of badges. Cheddar has fucking 4 badges. She's won 4 times. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Danny's won 3 times. John Burrs has none.
0.
Gutting. And I think Peppa has one or two. One. Okay, beautiful. It's wild. Peppa's a really interesting one, too, speaking of Cameron Michaels, because she has just been like, scooching by. She's been slaughtering these lip syncs.
Yes.
Which that's generally doesn't bode well, certainly past, you know, the second, third, fourth time. It doesn't usually work.
Which is weird because all of these finales are pretty much
lip
only
syncs.
Lip syncs. So it should just be like There you go. You're the winner.
Yeah, you're 100% right. I'm also ready for them to fuck with the format a little bit.
Ugh, please. Like,
yeah, you're right. Because we want to see good lip syncers. It is weird when they're like, the reward at the end is all the people who didn't lip sync now have to lip sync for the crown. It's kind of inverted.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. Okay, so they're having a good time. They're having a laugh. RuPaul's in, and she's going to make them do some stupid, stupid stuff. They are going to do a roast challenge. Oh, my God.
Do you like the roast challenges?
I do.
You like them?
I do.
Yeah.
I want to hear your opinion on it, but first.
Okay.
Silence, Kimia. I feel like taking a break. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Bring back my break. Okay, Kimmy, we're back. We're in. We're talking roosts. What's your opinion on the roast?
Okay, I think I like the roasts. I love them. A roast in general. I love a roast. Mm-hmm. I wanted to have a roast for my 30th birthday where I have all my friends roast me. I thought that would be great. But I live in a house with my wife, and she does not love a roast.
My wife.
Uh-huh. She does not love a roast, and she actually, I changed my birthday idea to just a talent show because she was like, not everyone's a writer. Not everyone can do a roast. Mm. Remember Drag Race? How sometimes it gets really mean and it's so cringy. I was
right.
Like, well, I kind of like
know.
It. But I think the opinion to me is 50-50. I'm like, ooh, I love this. And then I'm also like, why do they show us when it goes so, so bad?
I love it. Yeah, but again, I think it might be because like, and it sounds so conceited to say, but like, I could absolutely kill a roast.
Yeah,
like,
you could, for sure.
Thank you. That's very nice.
I really think so.
Oh, thank you. But yeah, it's like just certain skill sets, right? You're like, oh, my brain fully gets what we're doing here. It's just writing. just say a nice thing and then a mean, funny, clever thing. That's, come on. That's, and then you get to like prepare.
Yeah.
You get to like have your funny jokes and just, oh, that's great.
But turning too mean is a risk that happens in these drag roasts, I think, a lot.
It does. And it's, you know, this is when entertainment's fickle, and you know, we know it all too well, but it's like, we just like some people better than others. Mm. Like that's the unfair part of this. Like it's like Danny.
Yeah.
Just captivating, just charming, can say a mean thing and you go, yeah, bitch, work.
Yeah.
Pixie, we didn't like
it. Didn't like it.
That's, and that's so the true. That's the unpredictable part of it. You got to be really likable to do it.
Yeah.
Or comfortable? What is it? Like, if Pixie was more comfortable, like, would she have been able to better sell it?
Maybe. It was, I think, what she said in the episode where she was like, wow, the first three were tankers, and then I just retreated into myself.
Faded.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've been there, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. When people don't laugh at your first big scenes in improv, you're like, well, I'm just going to whisper for the rest of the show.
Yes. Sometimes you'll go, I'll go the other way. Really, it depends, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can go louder, but like it really depends on the day.
That's true.
It's so hard to take a beat and just go, okay, that didn't work. That doesn't mean you're shattered. You can keep going.
I guess in this scenario, it was better that she didn't go all louder and harder in on her mean jokes. And just was here, let's toss these away and get through my cards and so I can leave.
Right. So let's talk this like order drama, right?
Okay.
Classic order drama. This is a Drag Race tradition at this point of like, and the British girls I have found in the British seasons, they really get hung up on it. Whereas I feel like in the US, they're a little bit more like, yep, it's a competition. Like, let's do it.
Yeah.
In the UK, since people are, let's say, generally more, I don't know, polite.
Yes.
I don't know.
I would say.
That they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I told you I don't want to go first. Like, that's really fucked up.
Yeah. It's true. It's like, we do have a lot of competition reality shows here in the US. And so everyone's like, competition. I get it. I got it. I don't care. If you cut my throat, that's that. That's the competition. But I've all these British ones. I mean, Bake Off. We've already brought it up where everybody's just like, oh, happy to be here. There's no prize for the winner. We're just hanging out.
Right. And like when someone gets eliminated, they're like, honestly, I would prefer I go home.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that I'm going home. Like they're immediately happy.
Yeah.
It's really
so
adorable.
I get it to be mad at this order thing, to be like, well, I just thought maybe you'd take into consideration that I wanted to be earlier.
And I gotta say, strategically, it was kind of crazy. To put Danny, who you know is gonna kill it, at the top.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's the best for everyone else, right? Because she sets the bar. She set the bar impossibly high.
Yeah.
No one got to that level.
I think it's a thing where maybe Jombers and Pepper have not put together a show before, so they are they're like, what do we do? Oh, you gotta start out with a bang and then go from there, and I'm like, no, terrible idea.
You put yourself after the weakest person.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Or something. But yeah, I would let, because yeah, exactly, like I would probably put Danny last because she's gonna do well no matter what. But if the audience, it's like the audience remembers the other moments when they had big laughs. But yeah, it's like that. If you start too high, they'll keep thinking about is, oh, I never reached that level again.
Yes.
Whereas if you have laughs throughout, they're like, oh, I laughed there.
Yeah.
And I laughed there.
That's such a good point. The order was bad.
The order was crazy because it was like Danny. Okay, very, very strong. Jombers, she did well, surprisingly.
Well. I had a blast watching her goof off like that.
She is a mystery in this season.
Yeah.
She is, because she's just like, I think she has the classic underdog and like people are counting her out at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was too.
Yes.
I was watching it. I mean, you saw the first episode.
I did.
The first episode, you're like, this person's dead.
Yes.
And she's really showed up.
I guess
she's really done it.
She climbed in there.
She really snuck in there. Mm-hmm. Okay, Black Peppa. So Black Peppa's getting advice on her comedy. Now, here's what is freaking me out. Black Peppa's so talented, but in these comedy challenges, she really can't deliver.
No.
Like, what would you tell? Because, but she's so talented as a performer.
Yeah.
What would you tell her to maybe trick her into doing good?
I don't know. The thing I would say is pretty unhelpful because it doesn't meet the challenge. But I'm like, okay, so she's good at like using her body. So I'd be like, just set up a joke and then punctuate it mm-hmm. with some like move you do with your body, and then have that be your whole bit throughout. Where you just
That's
set up
great.
Something, be like, I don't know, be like, John Burr's always be like, and then do like some dance move.
No, that's actually great, right? Use your body yeah. to create like a chorus.
Yeah.
A little chorus for your jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fucking smart.
Well,
get
me in there.
Get me in there. I love this lovely joke lady. Joke lady. I'm so sorry.
This lovely joke lady.
She was very funny and I loved her advice. I was like, this is great. This
yeah.
is great little punch ups.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know I couldn't tell you one thing about this talented comedian.
She is Irish.
There you go.
There you go.
Okay. That's it. That's all I need to know.
Yeah. I don't remember
her
name.
No, I sure don't. But let's go ahead and get in and talk, I guess, a little bit about these roasty roasts. Danny, what is there left to say? All of her jokes landed.
I loved it. I love that first one. I laughed out loud on that one about the Liverpool not knowing they had a library.
Yes. I loved it. I loved her joke about, you know, the pretty girls who are, you know, it's such a simple joke too. It's like, yes, like, you know, the look is 50% of the drag queen. It's a shame the other 50% is blah, 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 blah. I was like, such a simple joke.
Yeah.
Her pig joke about Pixie landed.
Yes.
And other people's pig jokes didn't work
because
other people had like hog pig jokes. It didn't work.
It didn't work. You're right. I didn't notice that. Man, well, that's the thing. She was first. So she did the first pig joke. And now everybody's like, we're done.
There we go.
Yeah.
She had a blast up there.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where at the end, you could tell she was just hanging out.
Yes.
Have you ever had that where like you get almost too much laughter from an audience and you almost get scared?
Yeah. Because then you're like, shoot, I can't talk again.
Yeah.
I've already said the best thing in the whole wide world.
Yeah.
It should end now.
It should end. Danny? Comedic genius. John Burr's giving us character in a roast, which usually I'm like, I don't know about character in a roast, but she really did it great.
To me, I don't know if this was real, but I was like, oh, this might be character out of necessity, where if you just like go, I'm mm-hmm. drunk before you look down and look for your next joke and play it to character, then you just have an excuse to, you know.
I mean, brilliantly done because,
yeah.
Again, even on rewatching, I'm like, wait, was this all the character, or was she was using the drunk character to like have those awkward pauses to like get
I don't
collect
yeah
herself?
Cuz wouldn't we have seen it in her little practicing if she was like, I'm also trying to do a character where I'm going to be drunk.
Yeah.
Do we think maybe she came up with that on the fly there and was like, if I just do this, it's already
it's
something people say
genius.
About me. Yeah. So
it's a stroke of genius. It was very good. And again, she was having a moment, just having fun when RuPaul's like, what is a job center?
Yes.
What is that?
So this is the thing. That's right. I think like John Bears had like, the people were really yelling at her set, like calling into her jokes. And I'm like, that's harder. Like if anyone else had to have a lot of that happen,
yeah.
maybe they wouldn't have been able to have fun. But I guess she already presented an energy that was looser. So that's why people felt like they could do that maybe. But it
yeah.
seems like an added thing that she dealt with that the other queens didn't do, really, was like
yeah.
crowd
She's
work.
Very present. Present.
Yes.
And this is not a note, but when she said, I don't remember the dog's name, and then Michelle yelled fugly, I was like, that's a free joke.
That
to be
is.
Like, no, Michelle, not your name, the dog.
That's good, Mono.
That's the only time I was like, that's a free joke. Use it.
Dang, you're right.
Dang it.
Dang it.
She does great. These girls having a laugh. She's joking about Ireland. Like, also like to pull off a very, you know, dark jokes about Ireland. I'm like, work.
Yes. Yes.
But commenting on your own experience is generally safer than others.
Absolutely.
So that was smart.
There were so many teeth jokes, which I guess...
That's the UK.
I guess that's the UK, but out here I'm like, oh, we shouldn't do that. That's low-hanging fruit for jokes about people from the UK. But then all their roasts were just teeth jokes.
It is funny, right? Something about that feels more, yeah, it's like, look, we all have a different tooth standard, so in the UK we can do this.
Sure.
But don't you dare.
Don't you Americans talk about our teeth.
Yeah, I think it's fair game. Teeth is an interesting thing, right? Because like body shaming can, but there's a lot of body shaming in this roast.
Yes, there is.
Interesting. Yeah, roasts are fickle. Entertainment's fickle.
Right.
If you're funny, we like it. And if you're not, we let you know.
The end.
The end. God, Black Peppa looks fucking cool. But she can't eat. She can't land a single joke.
Cannot. Just saying, laugh now.
Laugh now. That could have almost been a chorus.
It could have. And it happened only twice as far as we saw.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, she has a prop. Okay. Uh-oh. She has a Marmite prop.
I was nervous about the prop because when you bring out a prop, that's like extra preparation for a joke. You must really think it's really good. And it was not.
It's not going to work. It's also just not going to work as well as just saying the joke good.
Yeah.
No one's going to be like, I'm glad I saw the jar of Marmite when you made the Marmite
joke. No, nobody is. Unless she was going to do something else with the jar. But
no. Oh, it was bad. And then the Cheddar Gorgeous joke, I was like, that made me sad. Because like, that's a joke that could have been good. She's so old, her first gig was when I was born.
Mm-hmm. What, you got to punch up?
Yeah, I mean, it's just anything. I mean, use any prehistoric reference.
Sure.
It was when the polio vaccine came out. Just anything earlier.
Yeah, more, not in relation to her own age versus Cheddar's age.
Right. It was like, exactly. It was like, that's not enough.
Well, that's why Cheddar went just like, yeah. Because that's basically a response to reality.
That's gutting. When someone gets a laugh off of your joke, you're like, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not great.
Oh, Pixie. Was hard to watch. Because the jokes on paper look like they could have worked.
Mm-hmm. Do you think maybe her look is a part of it? Or am I just seeing that? Where I'm like, dressing up as what we look at as a scary white lady politician and then being this mean might be too much. If she looked sillier, would it have been a little more okay?
That is a good point. I think it's the fear in her eyes.
Sure.
You could just see the fear in her eyes, which, look, we've all been there, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, damn it. It's not working. It's very sad. It's making me sad. Pixie. But Pixie, look, I'm sorry. I'm going to be a bitch and say Pixie has been scraping by in this particular season. And I for one, was I was ready to see her go.
Great.
She's very talented, but there was just a couple times where a lot of stronger girls, I felt, got the boot.
Do you say
Ollie
this?
Alexander.
You say this as an unpopular opinion? Have the people been speaking that they do love Pixie?
I think the people have been ready for Pixie to go. And frankly, Pixie was the shit stirrer of the season.
Okay,
right?
Great.
She was the one who's the bitter Betty.
Then
she
we're
was
fine.
The bitter. Yeah, then we're fine.
Who are
oh
you
my
gonna
God.
Go ahead.
Ollie Alexander.
Yes.
I was just glad they were there. They're fantastic.
I did not know of them until they appeared on this show.
Did you know, do you know that, like, some of their more popular songs, like...
No.
King... So you don't know about Years and Years? No, not
What
at
is
all?
That? Sing a little. No, don't sing it. I don't know it. I'm not going to know it.
I'm horrible at singing.
I also don't know music,
great.
So I'm not going to know it.
Oh, they're great. You'll like them because they're just, like, cool and queer and British and...
I love it.
Yeah, they're great. Cheddar Gorgeous. I don't know how to diagnose this. What the hell was this reptilian, alien... thing.
I mean, it's
what
fun. That
this?
First joke was fun.
Uh-huh.
Where she was like, oops, wrong speech. And then it was like, whatever, masterpiece theater. So boring.
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not here for to see a play. But because, like, this, like, whatever weird concept character thing can work. Because what was it? Raja did something like that in the roast.
Oh, she was a witch?
Yeah.
She was like, yeah.
And she was referencing all this stuff that had nothing to do with her jokes about energy and witchy stuff. And then would be like, and here's a joke. And everyone would be like, ha ha ha. So there's a way to have been this, like, secret reptile politician and then also roast everybody.
There is a way. Yeah, we just need clearer jokes.
Yeah.
Your skin reminds me of my reptile mother.
I think what she did was take out the reptile thing and then like map it onto being a drag queen and be like, oh, mm-hmm. people think all these politicians are secretly reptiles. Cross that out, be like secretly drag queens and then like talk all on that. And then it's like, well, you didn't make a joke. You sort of wrote a satire and we're not laughing.
Yeah. Yeah, it was strange. And it's like we've seen her be funny in other things. So I get it. It's a different skill set. But I was just like, you're so funny and you're talking heads.
That's what I was going to say. I was laughing at all those talking heads.
She's funny.
She's funny. When she was just talking, she was like, I've been laughed at and I've made jokes, but they haven't happened at the same time when she said that in her talking head. I was like, that's funny.
That happens a lot, especially when someone's like, I don't want to be mean. Whenever someone says that, I feel like that's kind of like a funeral.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah.
When they're like, I don't want to be mean. It's like, then you're dead. You have to be mean. You just have to figure out how to be mean.
Yep, exactly.
Okay. Well, now we're going to chirp and burp some of these runway looks. Because okay. Now we get a fun little silly-ass runway category. And just so you know, if you like a look, you can chirp it. If you're not feeling it as much, you got to burp it.
Okay, tell me more.
That's pretty much it.
Okay, great.
So we'll
chit
chat about the look. We'll chit chat about the look. And if you are like, I liked this, you can chirp. You can be like, I liked this.
Okay,
I did not. And there
great,
you go,
great.
Chirp. If you're like, this did not work, it's a burp.
I have
punny.
To burp on cue. I got it.
So a category is pretty in punk. Lovely category.
Mm-hmm.
Danny Beard. What the fuck? What'd you think about this?
It's got a lot happening at once.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like the hair. The safety pin in the mouth is scary, but I think that's okay for punk. Good to be scary.
Good to be scary, they say. I did like it, I gotta say. Feel free to disagree.
No,
I did like it.
It was a lot. I don't know why. I like these simplistic theme things where I'm like, okay, if your big like centerpiece was this cool cape with a message on it, then, mm-hmm. I don't know, dress more of the fit under it. I don't mm-hmm. know. Maybe this is just, maybe I didn't like the yellow. I think I'm just off on the yellow.
I get that. I mean, there is a shit ton going on. I mean, there's so much going on.
Yeah.
But it, like the boob sleeve, you know.
Yeah, connecting one boob to the other boob.
Yes, I gotta say, it all worked for me, but it could have just been, I don't know, I might have a busier aesthetic because I like the yellow black tartan thing. I like the mm-hmm. hair. I like the makeup. I love the fuck gender cape. So maybe it was a lot.
You love it.
But
you love it.
I would chirp it.
I'm in a chirp too. I just had some edits, you know, just because it's not a burp for sure.
It is a lot.
Well, a lot is good. It's punk, though, you know? Maybe I'm thinking of punk like, okay, yeah, they're a lot, but they're cool. So they're like, no yellow.
Right.
I freaking hate yellow, Mono.
Yeah. Okay, that's your green. That's your Michelle green.
There it is. Yeah.
There it is. Okay. I get it. I think I hate orange myself.
Okay.
Can't do it. Okay, Jonber's blonde giant pin.
Giant pin.
Sort of a fiery, feathery sleeve crotch. What is this? What do you think?
It's like a feather duster, like a walking feather duster.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It is like when you see this next to, like, you're like, okay, Danny Beard tried a lot of things. So
yeah.
Then when you see her afterwards, you're like, oh, maybe she tried less things.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a pro or a con?
I do like Danny Beard's better. That look was better to me.
Yeah. I like this. I guess they did clock the hair being a little small.
Sure.
I like this. I'm kind of torn because
I'm into it. And then I'm thinking too hard now. I'm taking into consideration that John Bruce is always like, I'm a fashion queen. I do fashion. And I'm like, okay, well, fine. This is fine. It's fine.
Yeah, this is fine. This is fine. She didn't blow us away. Does it look good? Yes.
Yeah.
The sparkly thing and the mesh thing. It all looks cool.
Looks great.
Huh. Okay, I'm going to give it, I guess I'm going to burp it just because, like, if I can't decide, I'm going to burp it just to be a bitch.
Okay, sounds good. It's like a light chirp here for me.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. I literally could have gone either way, but I just wanted to say burp because I didn't even know if I would burp any of the others.
Oh, love this.
I mean, oh my God, Black Peppa.
Black Peppa's look, I love this.
This is jaw-dropping.
It's amazing.
I almost think it could have kept her out at the bottom. I don't know.
Sure.
We're going to actually talk more on this. Okay, good. We're going to have this fight.
Okay.
But first, silence, Kimia. I feel like taking a break. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Bring back my break. We're in the middle of the worst fight we've ever had. We're deciding if this amazing look from Black Peppa should have kept her out of the bottom.
Yeah.
You think she deserved to be in that bottom?
I don't know if she deserved to be in the bottom, but I'm like, when you look at it all, it was fine that she was in the bottom. She was going to make it out. So maybe we all knew
that. Maybe we all knew that. It is, at this point, the show just likes to watch her lip sync.
Yeah. Yes.
This look is absolutely incredible.
I love the hair. That is hair. I wanted hair like that when I was younger. And I was like,
yes.
I don't know why, but I want a huge spiky mohawk.
Yeah, man. You said it. You want to be mad at the little things in life.
Yeah.
This is very anti-umbrella.
That's right. Her look, she could not hold an umbrella above those spikes.
Hell no.
No way. The shoulder
spiky elements are insane.
When she was
talking
about how heavy they were, I was like, how's she going to lip sync in these heavy shoulders?
Right.
And she did.
She found a way. I mean, the details, the also, like, she has the big black, like, those creepy, huge black contacts in.
Those were scary. I couldn't look at the close-ups when they went in close. Nope.
I loved it. I loved it. Very Robert Durst. I loved it.
Oh, my God.
Creepy doe eyes. if you get that reference, God bless you all. Incredible. The shiny chrome. I mean, I could talk about this forever. The shiny chrome legs are insane.
The hair, the little dripping down braids.
Chirp and caw, and they're pierced. It's insane. It is caw or a chirp. It is off the charts.
Yes, it is. I agree.
Woo! Next we have, oh, it's Pixie Polite giving God fuck the queen. She's given, yeah, kind of a Union Jack reference, a lot of punk. What do you think?
It's like a lot of white fabric, you know?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, and I don't like it. I'm burping this out the gate.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, it's unfortunate when you see all the other ones that just feel, I don't know, more special, more tailored. It is a comparison thing. I would burp it. I like the ideas. I like the idea of, like, the streaky paint.
Yeah.
And her face looks cool.
I mean, I liked it a lot when she took off the white big part when she lip sync. I was like, oh, that's way more fun, the mesh. And she had, like, a little X on her nipples. And I was like, okay, I like this little punk look. We're just hiding too much of her body under this, like, cloud of paint.
We are hiding it. I don't know. Yeah, the hairs, it's all kind of moppy. Yeah, hair's kind of moppy, and then the dress is kind of moppy, so I'll burp it.
We did it. We mutually burped it. One.
Wow. Chida Gorgeous.
I mean,
another very fucking cool spiky
hair. I love the spiky hair. I'm in on spiky hair.
And it is done in a different way, which is fun. It's kind of this, like, triceratop spiky hair. She's given us the silver leaf. That's one of her signatures.
Yes.
It's great.
I think it's really good. I liked it a lot.
You could tell it would look, and probably it looks even better in person, because, you know, like, sometimes black things can flatten on camera.
Sure.
But it is cool. Everything's exactly where it should be. There are insane details.
Yeah.
Oh, and yeah, the jewelry, the spike face jewelry is insane.
So cool. What she did with all the spikes on her face, I loved it. It was scary to me. Also, like, the eyes.
It is.
Like Black Peppa's eyes. But I'm fine to look at this one.
That's going to be our new scale. How long can Kimya look?
That's great. Like, it's not long.
5 seconds? Not long.
I tried to watch some Dracula once, and I was like, oh, this isn't for me.
Too scary.
Yeah.
Too scary. I get it. It's spooky kooky. I get it. Actually, sometimes, because I watch it as well, and this season's very fun, but there are times during, you know, they do a spooky floor show, and it gets really intense. And I watch horror.
Yeah. Me
but
too.
But it can get really intense. They, like, they're spitting up blood and all this stuff. It's like, that's nuts.
I don't like it.
I like horror. I'm not, like, obsessed with the gore. Like, I didn't, you know, Terrifier that came out.
No.
I'm not going to watch that.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Everyone's calling it, you know, torture porn.
Oh, I don't like that. No.
It's not for me. It's not for me. Here we go. This is one where it's just like, we already know who's going to fucking win.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Don't waste my time. Don't waste my time pretending like Danny's not going to win this challenge.
Yeah. Well, they tried to edit it like, oh, maybe Drombers is going to sneak in there. No.
Yes. No. But she did good.
She did
very good.
She did do something.
She did something. And I will say this was like, oh, I don't know who they're going to toss in the bottom, because I could have also seen a bottom with Pixie and Cheddar. I think that could have been a fun time to watch Cheddar lip sync, because she has 4 wins. You could argue it could be a fun story to see that person going into the finale with so many wins having to fight for their spot.
Yes, you're right. And if a look is all that's, like, pulling you out of the bottom, you're now I'm on your side where I'm like, okay, pull Black Peppa's look out of there and then put Cheddar in the bottom.
Right.
You're so right.
Oh my God. I don't know if the looks actually we'll get to this, because you're Kimya, you're here for a very exciting, very exciting debut on Drag Her.
Okay.
This is the debut of the Drag Her Cry Sis hotline, where we've asked our listeners to call in, give us their hot piping, extra crazy drag race opinions.
Wow.
And remember, if you're listening, you can do that by calling 305-814-3724. That's 305-814-DRAG. You can call it, leave, our operators are standing by, ready to take your voicemail, and they will listen to them on the pod and discuss. So we have one right now we're going to play.
Hello, Mono, and special guest on Drag Her. My thinking about this, I say my theory for Drag Race is, how come people always say that you need money to be on Drag Race and you need the best looks? But when they go on the runway, the looks are never actually evaluated into the decision. Isn't that kind of strange that people want money and they say they need a lot of money, but most of the time it's just their performance on the main, like, challenge than the actual runway? Because a lot of the queens would have still be all the show if it was based on just the runway.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. We're just talking about this, lovely friend. We did not get your name, but, thank you for leaving that. We're literally talking about it right now. Does the look matter? Should the look save you from the bottom, Kim?
This is such a good point. Because I do think that this, I was reading along that this is about the money. Everyone says you gotta like bring these big looks, spend all this money, blah, blah, blah. And
yes.
But then all that really matters is how you did in your challenge. And then way after that, it's like, who even cares? Did you win your lip sync?
Right.
And it, I think the looks should keep you out of the bottom. Cause
I do too.
That's the thing. That's like one of the skills. If you come in and you're like, I'm a comedy queen, and people come in as fashion queen and look queens, like they should equal the same amount of weight. Like not only a comedy queen like, gets pushed through on Snatch Game or whatever.
And RuPaul like used to literally say like your look saved you from the bottom. I don't think I've heard her say that in years. Like, and I think it's because as drag has elevated and people do bring absolutely jaw-dropping looks to Drag Race, that like takes the power away from the producers and they don't like that.
Wow.
You know? So I think it is a little bit of a peek behind the curtain where they're like, oh, we're not going to give up control just because you've brought, you know, a $5,000 garment to the stage. We're still going to ultimately control what kind of happening in this storyline.
Yeah. Well, that's why this competition is so hard, right? Because if you are like so good at looks, but then you are so shy and bad at jokes, you're just never going to win this thing.
Yeah.
But if you are really good at performing and jokes and all of that, and your looks are just fine, you could still win.
Yeah. Would you say classically, if you had to pick, I guess that's what you're saying. You're saying a comedy queen still has a better chance than a fashion queen.
Yeah, I think so. And their looks could be just, what do we make fun of? The sponge outfit? Whatever.
Outfit from. Yeah, we know Jinx Monsoon has pretty stinky clothes as a whole.
Yeah.
Or just like, we're like, oh, yeah, sure, Jinx, whatever.
But then she's out here winning.
She's out here winning, exactly. And I mean, especially in that season, it was just from the jump, it was like, Jesus Christ, her voice is so special and unique.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very good question. Thank you for calling the Drag Her Crisis Hotline. We are standing by. Leave your voicemails at 305-814-3724. So getting back into this kooky, kooky episode, Danny wins, and we have our bottom two lip sync, Pixie v. Black Peppa. What did you think of this one?
I thought it was such a poetic moment. It was unfortunate when Pixie fell, when Pixie fell.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just like what had happened in the roast. In the first minute, she did fall, and then she just hanging back. And that's what happened in this lip sync. She fell,
totally.
And then she was just like, okay, well, I can't really move. I'm going to try to give what I can from one spot.
Shit, I know. I would hate to lip sync against Black Peppa. That would suck.
For sure.
And she really didn't, like, obviously, you know, she does have some amazing tricks that she's done in multiple lip syncs, like, you know, a jump split. Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I really did feel she was serving the punk element of Another One Bites the Dust.
Yeah. What a song. Another One Bites the Dust that to then fall during.
That is poetic.
It all was poetic.
It really was. And the only thing funnier is if they both went home, because then that would have been ultimately ironic.
That's
for
true.
Another one bites the dust with another two biting the dust.
Yeah. You're so
Black Pebble looks insane. I also enjoy that we're kind of getting past this. I think in earlier seasons, people would be like punished for having their chest out, you know? And mm-hmm. I feel like Drag Race really is more embracing kind of gender expression and the in-betweens and androgyny in a way they used to be like, you can't have your chest out. You're a boy.
I agree. Like, I love this. I love that they can do that now.
Yeah. She kills it. She makes me scared. She's very punk. Oh, the classic. The joke is I can't do the same stunt. That we need to pump. We need to pump the brakes on that joke. We've done it.
I think that's what happens when you're like, well, I'm not going to win and I'm just watching the other person too much. I'm just going to copy them, but in my funny way, who knows?
It's going to be ha 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 funny.
Yeah.
So Black Peppa stays. Pixie exits. Oh, cheers, Pixie. Cheers.
Did you think Pixie was going to say something funny when she was in the doorway and set it up like
that?
And then it just wasn't anything. It was not sweet. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. That's allowed. But I thought it was going to be funny.
She had the curse of saying she was a comedy queen and then not necessarily showing it, which is happens on Drag Race.
Mm-hmm.
Where, as we've said in the past, sometimes just don't even say you're a comedy queen.
Yeah.
Like, you may just be better to surprise us. It's like, just surprise us with your comedy than promising you're a comedy queen and letting us down.
That's a great idea.
It always works, right? Because then people are like, oh, wow, how the fuck did you do that?
And you're like, I'm just some funny, I guess. Whoops, who knew?
Yeah, always say whoops.
Whoops.
Don't tell them. No matter what, don't tell them you have a fashion degree. Don't tell them.
Don't tell them nothing.
Say, I'm a fucking stupid little idiot bitch.
I can't do a thing.
I can't do a single thing. Now, who out of these four do you think is going to take this crown, Kimia?
Okay, me, a person who has seen three episodes in this season. The first one, this one, mm-hmm. and the one before this one.
A pretty good amount of research, I would say.
Okay. I think, I guess it's the question, who do I want to win or who do I think will win?
Give me both.
I don't know. Maybe I think it's the same person. I think I like Danny Beard. I think Danny Beard could win the whole
thing. I do too.
Mm-hmm.
I want Danny Beard or Black Peppa to win. I see how Black Peppa's like pretty, it's a pretty crazy choice because she's lip... She lip synced four times. However, if the final is about lip syncing, who's going to beat her?
I mean, has Danny lip sync? I haven't seen it.
No, Danny has not lip synced at all. Okay. Cheddar has not lip synced at all.
Yeah. It feels like Danny would be a fun lip sync energy based on the personality that we've seen. And I know that Cheddar is a big, popular, really well-known queen, so it must be good at lip-syncing, but her whole thing is more of a serious vibe. Who knows?
Yeah, I would really love Danny to win. That would be exciting. And it would be exciting to me to have some bearded queen excellence.
Yes, that would be awesome.
That would be so cool. Because, again, for years, we just accepted that, like, having a beard on Drag Race means you're lazy.
Yeah.
Like, that was the whole thing. It was like, no. Be a woman. And now we're finally like, what does that mean?
Totally.
What does that mean?
I'm team Danny Beard.
Team Danny Beard. Oh, my God. I'm Danny Beard or Black Peppa. I don't know. We'll see. Time will tell. I think we'll know next week. And until then, Kimia, remind us where we can find you online and how we can support you.
Okay. You can find me on Instagram at Child Clown. That's right. Child Clown. You can support
Child Clown.
And you can support me with your energy. And come to those two shows that Mono can't name that we are both in at the UCB.
We technically have a show this Friday with Benetton. We don't know if Kimmy is going to be there. She might be out of town.
Yes.
And a Queer World on December 2nd at the UCB as well. You can find those links at ucbcomedy.com. But yeah, well, this has been a real treat, Kimmy. Thank you for coming on.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Ah, what a treat. Well, till next week, till our finale, let the music play.
Was a HeadGum original.